we have now talked about antibodies. Now let's go to T-cell receptors. I hope we have learned that a B-cell can make how many different antibodies? One. That antibody, is it specific for one antigen? Yes. Okay. T-cell. T-cell lymphocytes also recognize antigen, but they do not synthesize immunoglobulins. T-cells express surface T-cell receptors. The T-cell receptor has two chains. These are not called light and heavy. They're the same size. They're called alpha beta. Most T-cells have an alpha beta chain. Some T-cells have a gamma delta, but most of them are alpha beta. All T-cells have a domain structure very similar to light chains. They have variable domains, and they have constant domains. Please listen to the last line. A T-cell receptor is never secreted. It is always cell-bound. And tell me what the structure of it is. How many domains is there in a T-cell receptor? There's four. There's an alpha chain, and there's a beta chain. What does the alpha chain have? One variable, one constant domain. What does the beta chain have? One variable, one constant domain. Before we look at the picture, let's look at this list right here. We are going to compare a B cell with a T cell. Should you know this? Yes, you should know every word on that page. I want you to look, and I want to tell you that a B cell may have 100,000 immunoglobulin molecules on its surface. It just doesn't have one sitting up there. It may have 100,000. How many idiotypes does it have? A B cell only can react with what? With one thing. So how many idiotypes does it have? It has one. How many isotypes does it have on its surface? Two, IgM and IgD. Is secretion possible? Can those isotypes be secreted? Yes. What's its valence? That's not important. Let's go right here. This is important. What is the type of antigen that is recognized by a B cell? Back on a few pages back, we talked about that there are antigen-presenting cells, and one of those is a B cell. Watch me. Here this B cell is with its IgM sitting here. It can actually recognize antigen as that antigen floats around. Okay? Now, are there any other molecules on a B cell that help recognize it? Yes. There are some CD molecules. There is CD 19, 20, and 21. CD 19, 20, and 21. So by looking at this structure right here, you know that that's not a T cell because you got light chains and heavy chains. And what do you have in T cells? You don't have light and heavy chains. You have alpha and beta chains. So that gives you a hint that it's a B cell, but what else? What are the molecules that recognize a B cell? CD what? 19, 20, and 21. Now that's going to be important later on in the course. All right, now let's go to the T cell receptor. The T cell receptor, how many of them are there on a lymphocyte? 100,000. Lots of them. This lymphocyte is just covered with T-cell receptors. How many idiotypes does it recognize? How a T-cell receptor only reacts with what? One thing. So there's one idiotype. How many isotypes are there? They're either what? Alpha, beta, or gamma, delta. That was on that last page, people. Come on, let's keep alert. That was on the last page. Is secretion possible? Can a T-cell receptor be secreted? No, it is cell-bound. Okay. Now, this is very, very important right here. You must understand this right here. You must understand that T-cells, here is this T-cell. Here is the T-cell receptor sitting out here. It cannot recognize antigen floating around. What is the only thing that T cell receptors recognize? Antigen that's being presented to it. And what is the cell that presents the antigen to the T cell? An antigen presenting cell such as a macrophage, dendritic cell, Langerhans cell. So a T cell cannot recognize antigen floating around in my body. It has to recognize processed antigen. Okay? T cells have T cell receptors. What are the other things that I've already told you today that a T helper cell has on it? A CD4. What does a T cytotoxic cell have on it?
A
CD8. Okay, now listen carefully. All T cells have a molecule, a recognition molecule, called a CD3. So here is the CD3 right here. So now can you tell me what are the three things that you find on a T helper cell? You find a CD3 molecule, a CD4 molecule, and a T cell receptor. Very good, you're doing great.